Welcome back to the cabin. This is the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow, along with Sarah Yacoub and disc jockey Kirk Bangstad, who's picking crazy songs today to talk about some of the people we've had to deal with in the run-up to elections, not the guests that are talking about these people that are running for election, Sarah.
Joining us now is Chris Hombach-Boyle, an early childhood educator, former chair of the Eau Claire School Board, and now part of the Wisconsin Public Education Network. Welcome, Chris. Happy to have you.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
Okay, so Chris, there's a lot of places we could start here. The election is April 5th. This is why we're doing this show tonight. We're talking about county board elections. We're talking about city council elections. And now we're talking to you about school board elections. And we're focused on you because you've been kind of one of these regional organizers up north, where, you know, we're the Up North Podcast. So we want to understand what's happening up north. And I'm going to ask you a few questions, but I just got reports today that over $50,000 have been spent in Marathon County in Wausau to put commercials, TV commercials, TV commercials, lit campaigns, radio ads, which is all like that are all paid for by secretive conservative PACs, just like the Manapa Brewing Company's Super PAC, even though we're not that secretive and we're trying to do the right thing. But I understand what PACs are. These guys can be from anywhere, from like Alabama, and they'll shoot money into Wausau, Wisconsin, and we'll put all these ads up that say these people running for school board are terrible, even though they've been in the school board for 15 years and they've made all the right decisions, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so there's $50,000 being spent in Wausau right now. There's hate mail being put out. So that's what I know is going on. I'd like to ask you, you've been organizing these school board races, which are nonpartisan, by the way. They should not have anything to do with being a Democrat or Republican. They should be doing about helping kids, helping, making sure they have a good education. What are you seeing as an organizer?
Well, I think I'm seeing a lot of the same kinds of things. People that have been on the school board for a long time, and then people stepping up because they want to change. And none of them have really gone to school board meetings, or they have an agenda. And that none of that's good for kids, and none of that's good for what needs to happen in our public schools. I think that the funding piece of our school system has been so broken for so long, and people don't understand that, and they don't know the intricacies of that. And nothing that's been put forth since the Blue Ribbon Commission under Walker has ever even been entertained legislatively. So we're not in a real good place. And it really allows candidates to bridge that divide, and people don't understand what's going on, and they might pick the new person on the block just because it's hard for districts to survive when we're funded in so many districts unfairly. And I can give you tons of examples of what that looks like.
Oh, we've been talking to people about it. And the example that I want to give, and again, it's something that we put on Up North News, earlier this evening, is I took a look at just one particular group in Rhinelander. And there are several groups like this that are against COVID safeguards. And this one's called the Take Back Team. And they put out newsletters with unique titles like Natural Immunity versus Vaccine Immunity. Why doesn't the CDC study this? They have. Opt Your Kids Out Today from the Youth Risk Behavior Study. And one of my favorites, I'm So White, I Must Be Racist. It's these incendiary topics that have really gotten in the way of what school board elections used to be about, Chris. And I'm wondering if you think this is the wave of the future, or if this is just a release of things combined with the pandemic and Trumpism and everything else.
I think it's all of that, Pat. Every single thing of what you described there. And I am scared for the future if we don't somewhat have to come to the middle and have these conversations. For example, the night this came to the head in Eau Claire, the school board had to take a 20-minute recess after people were screaming and yelling at them. And while they were on recess, here we were all sitting in the room together, you know, staring at each other, and ultimately had an amazing conversation, a great discourse between everybody in the room, which was more in line with each other than not. And we don't provide those spaces. And I think that's not going to be good for kids or our public schools. I ask every legislator, what are we going to have our public schools in 10 years? And they don't give me an answer. And that's scary.
Should be. Yeah. Sarah.
So to end on a hopeful note, can you tell us any cool stories about how communities have come together to sort of overcome this hyper-partisanship and these games that we're seeing?
Well, I just gave you an example of when you can get people in the room and you can have a discourse together. But when you put the word out to people to support their school board, because these types of things are happening, they do show up. And that's what's happened in Eau Claire. That's what's happened in Baraboo. That's what's happened in Superior. People come and support their school board. And that, to me, shows that the quiet majority really needs to show up. And they better vote on Tuesday, because that's what will save their public schools.
That is without a doubt the message that I've been getting in preparation for that story, that there's a quiet majority out there, but it won't matter if they don't show up to vote. And much like the mayor of Merrill talked in our last segment about the need for good people to run, we also need good people just to attend and know what's going on in their school board meetings. Chris Hambuck Boyle, thank you so much for helping us provide that encouragement tonight.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We will take a break and then tackle the party politics of these spring nonpartisan elections head on with the chair of the state Democratic Party, Ben Wickler. You're up north.